In a bad economy, Microsoft hits Apple on pricing. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Microsoft's newest TV ad features the computer shopping quest of a hip young woman named Lauren. She has a $1,000 budget and wants a fast laptop with a 17-inch screen. The ad's message, you can't get that from Apple.
Here we go, guys. Now we're on a mission. We're looking at the Mac store. Okay, for $1,000, they only have one computer available, and that's a 13-inch screen. I would have to double my budget, which isn't feasible. I'm just not cool enough to be a Mac person. Okay.
So Lauren finds a nice Dell laptop that fits her specs and budget. And Microsoft is pushing the idea that pricing differences amount to an Apple tax. Now, some Apple partisans claim Macs don't really cost more than Windows machines, in part because a Mac with comparable specs just performs better. Others acknowledge the greater expense, but say the premium pricing is worth it. Joe Wilcox edits two blogs for eWeek, Microsoft Watch and Apple Watch. Wilcox says Microsoft is making an accurate claim in its ads. PCs cost less.
It's indisputable. For example, according to NPD, and I won't belabor the numbers too much, the average selling price for a PC in February was $555. For a Mac, $1,500. And by the way, that's an increase from November. The actual selling prices have gone up for Macs while they went down for PC.
Mac fans will tell you a couple of things, and both arguments sound pretty good to me, and that is, A, it's worth it. You get more for your money. And B, you have to look at the total cost of ownership. You sort of get more software with a Mac and probably are going to experience fewer problems with a Mac compared to a PC.
Well, the problem with that argument is that it assumes that all the features in the Mac are desired by the potential buyer.
I'm certainly one of those who believes that it almost doesn't matter what that upfront cost is, though. I made the switch years ago to Macs and generally happy because I don't have to deal with the configure worm that all the PC folks are having to worry about tomorrow.
I mean, I love Macs too, but not everybody can afford to buy into that club.
Joe Wilcox is editor of Microsoft Watch and Apple Watch. To comment on this story, visit futuretense.publicradio.org or call our comment line 612-284-1965. A listener called that line regarding a story we ran last week on internet-based essay mills, which allow college students to hire someone else to write their papers. In that interview, I played devil's advocate by asking this question. Is it all bad, really? I mean, it seems like maybe occasionally a student who's really crunched for time or something. Here's the listener response.
I was kind of surprised by what seemed to be your tone. You know, your question, is it really all that bad? Was that question for real?
Our comment line again, 612-284-1965. You can also share your thoughts at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.